100 word stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. Got to Dallas Jam safe. But then again, I have to drive home at some point. This is the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And 600th weekly challenge. Can you believe that there have been that many? And then I haven't just given up and thrown my hands in the air at some point. No, that would be wrong, because I've done that many times and then come back to this. The topic this week is rock, and we got a whole bunch of stories in. If you want to find out who's a part of this, go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You'll see their names. They're going to introduce themselves in this thing. I should just hand this over to a freaking robot. Some days, I feel like a robot. So here are the stories, and enjoy. And yeah, the echo in the room is from the fact that I am in a hotel room, and there isn't really a closet to record this in and muffle with all the towels. What do you need all those towels for? You stop it. And, you know, I can't make much of a pillow for it. So here are the stories.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called We Salute You. It was just down the road from the dawn of podcasting, 2004. At the time, I had collected 3,000 MIDIs during the previous decade, so I did the show called MIDI. After 10 years, I hit my goal of 1 million downloads. Thought of closing it down then, but I'm pretty lazy, so I let it ride. A few weeks ago, I got this email from Libsyn that I needed to move my billing info into a new account. Of course, this email was a bit post-dated, so when I got to the site, I got a 404. So much for customer loyalty. Well, that's it for this week. But before I go, congratulations are in order. 600 shows. Pretty cool, Lawrence. 9,400 stories. Over 550 authors. This week, we have two new inductees into the 100 Monkeys, Dwayne and Ginger. Don John hit the halfway mark of 50 posted tales. Charlie moves ahead of Justin, the space turtle. Lizzie is a mere story from displacing Muncie to become the ninth monkey. Serendipity is just 6 stories from entering the top 10, becoming only the 35th author to do so. Richard is closing in on Uber author Phil, just 3 stories behind. But the story of note this week, according to my record keeping, Phil hits the 500th story mark. All hail Phil, Penta Gold Monkey. And a footnote. The sound bed I used for the MIDI show was AC/DC, Those About to Rock, which is also the sound bed for this story. And another footnote. I'm recording shows for the Footnote podcast site. Yep, I'm back in the game. And for a last footnote, your humble scribe posts his 900th story this week. Hopefully I will break the 1,000 story mark as we break the 10,000 story mark. That's 1 million words, kids. So, good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, Richard here. Two stories on the topic of rock, and you're about to find out why I don't sing very often. First is called Rockabye. Rockabye baby on the tree top. Wait a minute. How the hell did you get up there? Don't tell me. You were kidnapped by marauding squirrels. Now they're holding you for ransom, your body weight in acorns. No? Did you fall out of a passing jetliner and were fortunate enough to land safely in those branches? Unlikely. Were you dumped there by a stray tornado? Abandoned by cruel parents? Or did you crawl up there on your own? I guess we'll never know, since you can't talk. Take care that bough doesn't break. Oh, dear. Too late. Second story is called Grandpa Rocks. Grandfather was a rock musician. He'd throw large stones at inanimate objects to produce rhythmic percussion. We asked him, why not just play the drums? Drums is for wimps. Real men play the rocks. We'd have left it at that, until he started hurling stones at the neighbours' windows, and then at the neighbours themselves. He was charged with assault, and got sent down for 3 months. When I visited, I asked how the music was working out. He told me he'd quit. I've gone into serving booze now. In fact, I spend almost all my time behind bars. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Rock hard. Good diet and lots of sleep are key. To build muscles, strength, and stamina, the trick is a balanced diet and enough sleep. A diet of grade B Western movies and sleepwalking through a mundane job will keep a man less interesting, uncreative, and in a torpor. A job better done by a robot or a chimp turns the mind into overripe squash. Challenge yourself, as someone else that intelligently challenges you is rare. Learn something new every day, and read widely across disciplines. Don't be sold a bill of goods by phony, self-credentialed experts and narcissists.
Hey everyone, Leanna here for another 100-word story challenge, challenge number 600 on the topic of rock. I'm going to admit that I technically cheated on this one and went over 100 words heard today. I promise this will not be a habit. Special thanks to my husband for lending his talents once again. And now my story titled, By the Old Man. Music provided by bensound.com. I hadn't expected a rant when sitting by the man as old as time before time.
You kids today listening to that Dusty Beaver and Lady Giggles.
We both stared at my phone where I was scrolling through songs.
Thinking your Backwoods Boys and Metallicats and Mad Donners are the best.
I opted to ignore him with a song to tune him out.
Sounds like Animal Howls from Fred Zeppelin, Kids, or Skinning Cats, the way that Jimmy Hemorrhage plays.
He continued his tirade on the disappointment of the music of today, growing louder and slightly more annoyed.
All you kids swinging your hips to that Melvin Presley guy and shaking your ass to the Beagles.
His pause is what caught my attention again. Feebly picking up a rock, only to drop it back down, the old man tapped his foot to the rhythmic thumps of the rock rolling downhill. Pointing, he cackled.
Now that's rock and roll!
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, rock. It was the summer of 1975, and everyone had a pet rock but me. We were too poor to buy one, so I had to hunt down a wild one. After hours of skipping from stone to stone, I found the one for me. I stalked my quarry as it tried to hide among the gravel. I grabbed it and held it up for a better look. It was a gem. I named it Jagger and took it everywhere I went. I made it costumes for Easter and Halloween. To make sure it never got lost, I had it chipped.
Amazing. My computer is recording. Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast, And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 600, the Big 600, with a prompt of rock. So here's my story. Axel tried to scoot away from the security officer's prod, but found his way blocked by heavy crates. "I don't know what you're talking about. I was just waiting for a friend," Axel said. The officer jabbed the prod into Axel's thigh. His entire leg lost all sensation. He rocked to the side and rolled onto his stomach, trying to push away with his one good leg. The prod jabbed into his back, and the lower half of his body went numb. "Don't lie to me," the officer growled and kicked Axel hard in the ribs. And everything went dark. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I know where you keep the spare key. It's under that rock, next to the front door. I also know that now you're aware I know. You're going to move it to some new hiding place. Too late, my friend. I made a copy. Of course, now you're going to go and change that lock, aren't you? You may as well do the other doors too. After all, you can't be too careful with someone like me lurking in the dark. It won't help you. Remember that rock by the front door? I just lobbed it through your window.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The idea of going back was unbearable. Summer had been wonderful. Work was a distant place. She had forgotten about David, the pervert, John, the sloth, and Lewis, the hippie who didn't bathe enough. She stared at a few seashells, tokens of moments she would cherish forever. David said she would get bored by herself. He was so wrong. John advised her not to get a sunburn. And Louis just smiled, stoned. Everyone thought she was too fragile. Perhaps she was, yes, but she decided she wasn't going back. And she held that small rock in her hand and smiled. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Tora Brezino here with a story on the subject rock. I gave up eating meat because animals suffer. Then I realized that plants also are alive, and resolved to subsist only on inorganic nutrients. But are not even rocks alive? They wear and crack from rain and frost. We burrow into them like maggots, mining for iron and oil. We grind them for concrete. Would they not scream if they could? Then consider their atoms, imprisoned in crystal lattices. This world is made of suffering, all the way down. And that is why I seek the key to unravel all of creation and return it to the pure void.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 600. I'm off by 100. And the topic this week is rock. My story is called The Hot Rock. Hank examined the rock carefully.
"Looks like a real diamond to me," he said to the rest of the gang, who had just liberated the ring from the Horowitz's bedroom.
"How would you know?" sneered Luther. "All of a sudden you're an expert on real and fake diamonds?"
"I just know, okay?" Hank said. "But fine, we'll get an expert to take a look."
So the gang looked up the location of the nearest jewelry shop and piled into their car. The jeweler took out his loupe and examined the rock carefully. He looked up at Hank and slowly shook his head.
"A good job, but it's costume jewelry, worth maybe $200.
The gang exchanged glances. "Now what?"
"I'll tell you what, guys," the jeweler said. "I'll pay you $150 for it. I'm pretty sure I can resell it for a little profit."
After the gang left, the jeweler called the homeowner, a long-standing customer.
"Mrs. Horowitz, I have your diamond ring back and some good closed-circuit pictures of the thieves."
And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good afternoon, this is Ginger for October 22nd. The age-old debate. Can girls rock? 'Cause me and the boys are playing Kiss. There'd be nothing wrong with a girl playing with boys. Oh, won't you please take me home? Guns N' Roses. Doesn't every girl want someone to drive her to her door? I'd hate to look into those eyes and see an ounce of pain. Kiss. Expresses motherly concern for an infant, don't doubt. All we need is just a little patience. Guns N' Roses. Patience is one of the seven virtues. Note to self. Sabre is a cornerstone of Islamic faith which pertains to fasting. Again, these are fragile ties, but they can be drawn. Yes, I have decided gender is ambiguous when it comes to heavy metal ballads.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
One village caused problems for our patrol. Kids throwing rocks at us. We'd stop, and the kids would scatter. After a few days of this, the rock throwing stopped, and a video appeared on YouTube. There's us driving by, the kids throwing rocks. Then, spliced in, men dressed up in uniforms similar to ours, beating up the kids and shooting them. When kids in another village started throwing rocks, a second patrol spotted the cameraman. He shouted, "First Amendment, free press!" We shot him, and we shot his compatriots in the fake uniforms. The kids threw rocks at their corpses.
One-hundred-word stories.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of rock, our 600th weekly challenge. What's the next weekly challenge? Where do we go from here? Well, let's see. What's the topic? It's a pick two. Meter, bash, yell, iridescent, goon, opulent, mango, and traffic. Normally I'd apologize for the low sound quality, but you're kind of used to that every week. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for all the text, the links, the this, the that. After a whole bunch of these, you just kind of go through the motions. Thank you all for being a part of this and going through the motions with me. And as always, keep it brief.